Okay, so we spoke last week a little bit about the about introducing the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos. We spoke about how the Sefer's popularity is very clear, coming from the Gra, Rav Soloveitchik, Chasam Sofer, the Chida. It's a Sefer which is No Mali Melech, Pinchas Karitzer. It's a Sefer which is incredibly popular. And last week we tried to categorize it a little bit. What does it mean to be a Musar Sefer? And what does it mean to be a work of Jewish philosophy? Is it a Sefer of Chizuk? What exact kind of Sefer is it really? We're focusing today on what I think is more or less the Iker Chiddush of the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos. We're going to frame it in a way which is, I believe, very, very important to understand. It's really an introduction in many ways to, Rav Kook would have argued, to the world of Machshava, as we'll see in a second, as a whole. And it's going to introduce us to some very, very important ideas. To begin, to note it in the following way. Rav Kook gave a variety of shiurim introducing the Sefer Kuzari. Gave shiurim the Kuzari, and he gave introductory shiurim to the Kuzari. Those shiurim were written up by Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria, one of Rav Kook's great Talmidim. And Rav Kook there, it's source number one on the sheet, it's published in a couple different contexts. They put out Rav Neria's notes on Rav Kook's introductory shiur to the Kuzari, that Rav Kook more or less maintained the following. That there are, essentially, while there are many, many Bali Machshava, Kimat all Bali Machshava are just versions of one of three shitos in the world of Machshava. One of three primary Mahalchim in the world of Machshava. Mahalchim represented by three different Sfarim. The Sefer Kuzari, Rambam, in his different writings, and Chovos HaLevavos. Those are the three main Sifrei Machshava. And if you understand the essential nature of each of those Sifrei Machshava, they each represent a different Mahalach. And if I know the Iker contribution of Rambam, and the Iker contribution of Yehuda Levi, and the Iker contribution of Chovos HaLevavos, so it is true that there are many other Sfarim that are out there, but they're all, in many ways, versions of, combinations of, the Mahalach described in these three Sfarim. The Mahalach that's found here, and if Cook speaks about how each one, what realm it really sort of like relates to, and what it really emphasizes. In source number two on the sheet, there's a Rav here in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Chaim Vidal, who wrote an article where he, based on Rav Kook, points out a very nice way of highlighting the distinction between Rambam, Kuzari, and Chovos HaLevavos. Everyone agrees that Avos Hashem in many ways is sweeping. Everyone agrees that Avos Hashem in many levels, we'll speak about this maybe a little bit more in coming weeks, requires us to have emunah, requires us to have avas Hashem, requires us to be good people and have good midos, requires us to have emunah, requires us to learn Torah, requires us to be Mekayim Mitzvot. There are a lot of things that everyone agrees we have to do. But nevertheless, there are differences in terms of points of emphasis, differences in terms of what is a Sefer primarily trying to accomplish, and who is it really trying to reach. And he suggests that Rambam Kuzari and Chovos HaLevavos, each one is trying to attack a different part or a different element of Avodah represented by part of the human body. Part of the human body. We're going to develop what he says about Rambam a little bit more, maybe than he does. We'll develop also some ideas in Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, and then that'll lead us to the Chovos HaLevavos and the Iker Chiddush there. For the Rambam primarily in all of his Svarim, primarily, believes in the importance of mitzvos for sure, believes in the importance of having good midos, undoubtedly. But for the Rambam, the part of the body that is most critical, or that we emphasize most, is the mind, the human intellect. The Rambam writes as an example on the sheet, source number 6 in Mor Nevuchim, when the Rambam describes what exactly Tzelem Elohim is, man is created with Tzelem Elohim, hence Tzelem Elohim becomes one of the more important topics in the world of Machshava. What is it that makes man unique? What is it that elevates man? So Tzelem Elohim, the Rambam writes, is the Seicha HaElokei HaDavik Bo. It is man's intellect. It is man's intellect. And that, in many ways, the Rambam understands, is what our Iker emphasis should really be. The way he says it in source number 7, Pilot Sodia Torah, Perigdal, Chachas, Nevis Kolbasar, Hitzuras, Shasun Loakel, Vahadas, Hayesera, Mitzri, Benashal, Adam, Hitzuras, Adam, Ashalim, Bedaito. That what makes man unique and what makes man elevated, our Tzelem Elohim, is that we have an intellectual capacity. And for the Rambam, in many ways, a bit debate within the Rambam, but in many ways, our primary goal in Avodas Hashem is to further deepen and expand our intellect, to know as much as we can about Ribono Shel Olam. And that relates to yesterday's conversation a little bit as far as Mishneh Torah versus Mor Nevuchim, how much the goal of the Rambam was to give you like a complete summary of everything so that you could spend more time thinking about the Ribono Shel Olam through the world of metaphysics and philosophy. But for the Rambam, the world of the Seichel, the world of the intellect, most intensely through Talmud Torah, is primary. Akedei Kach, the Rambam understands in Mor Nevuchim, this is somewhat well known, that the purpose of many of the mitzvos is in order to shape our intellect. It helps transform us and focus us on having proper beliefs and proper thoughts. It is not therefore coincidental at all that the Rambam is one who introduces the idea is Hakdama Perek Chelek in Mishnah Torah as well, although not as concisely or not as clearly, to the idea of Yud Gimel Ikarim. For the Rambam, our emuna is critical. For the Rambam, our beliefs take a paramount role. And for the Rambam, it's really the world of the intellect that we have to emphasize. Akedei Kach, in what has to be one of the most elitist type comments, it was years ago in the Rambam, has to be such an elitist comment. The Rambam wonders in his Hakdama, the Peirush on Mishnah, why are there people who aren't smart? Like, why did God create them? Like, what's their function? What exactly is their role? Source number, it should be 8 on the sheet. The Rambam says in his Hakdama, the Peirush on Mishnah, like, Tachlis heyus adam letzair lenafsho. The goal of man is to develop himself intellectually. Imkein, madua himtziyek Hashem baruch hu kol hanashim, asher lo yitzair muska lenafsham. So why would God even like create people who are not as developed in the world of Seichel? Like, what is really the intent? So it's a little bit like it's a little bit intense. Well, like, someone has to, like, you know, build things, because, you know, the smart people are going to be dealing with, like, philosophy. And if everyone was smart, so no one would be, like, dealing with, like, the mundane things in this world. So we have to make sure, like, who's going to be doing, like, work in the fields? Who's doing those activities? The people that aren't necessarily as bright. Or Rambam says, well, the bright people are there aren't that many of them. They're mu'at and ma'od. So, you know, l'maisa, people do need friends, need other people around. But for the Rambam, in many ways, again, it's more complex than just said it out, but for Rambam, in many ways, Seichel becomes the primary point of emphasis. That's what we're going to work on, that's what we're going to develop, that's the ultimate, and that's the Rambam, be it in Peirush on Mishnah, be that in Mishnah Torah, or Mor Nevuchim, it's Seichel which has an elevated role, and Seichel which is critically important. That I think many of us may on some level be familiar with. The Kuzari does not emphasize as much, to use the distinction we quoted earlier. The Kuzari does not focus as much on Seichel. Kuzari focuses much more on the world of Maisim, much more on our physical body and our physical actions, much more on our hands and that which we're supposed to fulfill. That is a very famous introductory section of the Kuzari. Kuzari, those of us that have not learned or are not familiar with it, is written as a dialogue. It's a dialogue between the king, and he initially tries to meet with people from different religions, and eventually he has a long conversation, a dialogue between him and the chaver, him and a very wise Jew, and they go through lots of discussions. Kuzari is a very different sefer than Rambam. Kuzari, we'll speak about maybe in a couple of weeks, is not into Jewish philosophy at all. That's not really where he's at. Kuzari is a bit of a different sefer. But what introduces the sefer, this is a very well-known piece of Torah to know in the world of Machshava, what introduces the sefer is that the king Melech Kuzar wakes up and he has a dream. He has a dream, goes through and has a dream. And the dream is as follows. Source number 3 on the sheet. It's Kuzari Aleph Aleph. Kinishna Lev Cholom Pamim Rabos, Kilu Malach Madaber Imova Omerlo. The king of Kuzar, the king, has a dream. And in the dream there is a message, a refrain, which keeps on coming back time and time again, which is Kavanascha Ritsuya. Your kavanah, your intent, is wonderful. Aval ma'asecha einenu ratzoi. But what you are doing is not correct. And what he does is he brings in people from different religions to understand what does that really mean, and what are the ma'asecha, what are the ma'isim I'm supposed to do, which are actually ideal. What are the ma'isim I'm supposed to fulfill, which are in actual, sort of like, attaining what I'm supposed to attain. And in many ways, one of the ikar yisodos of Kuzari is to focus and to emphasize the role of Maisim. You could have Kavana, which is wonderful Kavana. You could be a great person. You could be sweet and you could be compassionate. You could be sensitive and considerate. You could have all of those things. All of those things. Ultimately, if you're not fulfilling the mitzvos the way they are supposed to be fulfilled, if you're not fulfilling Maisim the way that Maisim are supposed to be fulfilled, So then you are missing something. Then something is off a little bit. The way that Rav Zuckerman says that in source number 4 in the sheet, a well-known Baal Machshav, I believe, here in Eretz Yisrael. But Tchila Sefer Kuzari, number 4, Mitzur Shah Melach Shama Bechalomo, Kavanascha Ritzuya, Vamasecha, and Ritzuya. Meser HaChalom Hisbarer. What is the message of that dream in Sefer Kuzari? Kasher Haven Shol Nitan La'agil Musar, Ela Al Yedei, Maisashu Mitzah Me'es Hashem. Your Seichel, your subjective intellect, what you may be perceiving is never the main thing. The main thing is, are you fulfilling Maisim properly? Are you fulfilling Maisim properly? Which is why part of the end of the Sefer Kuzari is the Chavir talking about Eretz Yisrael, and the Chavir getting the Musar Shmuz of, you know, you're speaking about Eretz Yisrael, but like, let's go. Like, what's happening? And part of the end of it is the message of the Kavana is Chashev, but ultimately Ma'asecha, your Maisim, have to be fulfilled Mitzvos Hashem. Now, does the Rambam value Maisim? Of course he does. But is the emphasis in many ways about the Seichel? For sure. For the Kuzari, does the Kuzari value Kavana? Of course, it's Kavanascha Ritzuya. But the Iker Yisod is the people who make a mistake when it comes to Seichel as opposed to the value of Maisim. 2 points just as far as framing these things a little bit. Elements of this, I would imagine, Seichel versus Maisim, elements of this are, you can really hear both perspectives out there. You have the perspective of people, and both of these are very dangerous, which I will speak about a little bit later, merging the approaches. But they all agree that all have to be done. The emphasis is the difference. No one is saying, the Rambam is not saying, all that matters is, do you think the right thoughts, and your individual Maisim don't matter that much. That's heresy. That's a very dangerous perspective out there sometimes, which is, why does God really care about the Maisim mitzvahs I do? As long as I'm a good person, isn't that good enough? So for the Rambam, the Maisim matter. Now, part of the role of the Maisim is to frame and to form your intellect in a certain way and to help you become more compassionate person, to cultivate a certain personality, undoubtedly. And for the Kuzari, it's the people that sometimes, important to realize, emphasizing Maisim is for sure true, but you can have Jews who fulfill Maisim all the time. This Chavos Levavos will critique in a bit, who fulfill Maisim mitzvahs all the time, but there's something fundamentally off. Something off about their Avodas Hashem. That they fulfill all the mitzvahs, but that Kavana, in a certain sense, is lacking. So now we frame and now we set the stage for Chovos HaLevavos. So the name gives away what part of the body it's going to be emphasizing. We're not emphasizing the hands, I guess, like the physical Maisim. Yeah, it is no different than what we quoted last night from Rabbi Nachman. You know, the question is like, which body part's the highest part of your body? It's the Torah of the head, the intellect, or when I raise my hands up higher, it's the Torah of the hands. Those are really, in many ways, you know, a little bit different. Comes along Rabbi Nebachia in Chovos HaLevavos, and he makes a distinction between mitzvos. And for him, this distinction is yisodistic. This distinction is really, by yisodistic, I mean like fundamental and foundational. It's the underlying koach behind so much. And let's begin as follows. Many of us know that there are distinctions in Chazal, distinctions in Chumash, distinctions in Rishonim, between different kinds of mitzvos. Many have this. There are two categories of mitzvos. In the world of Chazal, there are mitzvot be'adam le'makom and mitzvot be'adam le'chavero. And there are those mitzvot like kibud av ve'im that we're not sure how to categorize it. But there are these two kinds of mitzvos that exist. In Chumash, we have chukim and mishpatim, or the way of Tzadik or another set of the mitzvos that are shimios, the mitzvos that we are mikabel, like a chok, that we don't really understand why it is, like shatnez, kilayim, and things like that. And there are mitzvahs that are sichlios, there are mitzvahs that we do understand, mitzvahs that we could have on our own probably have intuited. There are different categories of, by the makom, by the mechavero, chukim, mishpatim, and the more we learn, the more we understand that sometimes it's not so clear how to categorize certain things, and sometimes it's not so clear, are there a third category, by the makom, is there a third category, just not chukim and mishpatim, is there anything else that may be somewhere in the middle there, things that we wouldn't have thought of on our own, but once we hear, there is a svara for different categories of mitzvos. Rabbi Nebachia maintains that the way to be mechalik between mitzvos is to be mechalik between two kinds of mitzvos, what he refers to as chovas ha'ivarim and chovas ha'levavos. Chovas ha'ivarim and chovas ha'levavos. Chovas ha'ivarim, the obligations of the limbs, the obligations of your body, so that is, in general, the ma'isa mitzvahs that we tend to emphasize. That has to do with the way I put on tefillin, has to do with taking sukkah, singing a sukkah, and taking dal minim, has to do with wearing tzitzis. Those are chovas ha'evarim, obligations incumbent upon your limbs, your actions. I have to do certain things. That is chovas. That is chovas ha'ivarim. Many of us also know, not to be that, you know, with it, to pick up on the fact, what the other category of mitzvot is going to be. Hence the name of the Sefer, Chovos HaLevavos. It's going to be obligations incumbent upon the heart. Incumbent upon the heart. Chovos HaLevavos, that's why for him, it's not the mind or the hands, but it is rather the lev. That the Iker Chiddush of Chovos HaLevavos is to talk to the heart of a Jew, to cultivate, to explain, to develop, and to emphasize the importance of Chovos HaLevavos. Let's begin a little bit by defining what Chovos HaLevavos are. Let's talk about why he feels the need to write a sefer about Chovos HaLevavos, and emphasize a bit more the relative importance of Chovos HaLevavos. And then at the end, we'll sort of give a little bit of a merging of them all together a little bit. This is really an overview of the Hakdama of the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos, something which I believe is very, very important. It's as follows. What are examples of Chovos HaLevavos? Chovos HaLevavos are those mitzvos. They're not about things you necessarily do. They're mitzvos that are about something deep in your heart. It's Avas Hashem and Yiras Shamayim. It's Emunah. There are Losa, says about Chovos HaLevavos, Losachmod, jealousy, revenge, Losikim, Lositor. All of those things are in the category of, they're in the category of Chovos HaLevavos. Chovos HaLevavos are those things. V'chol mitzvos, mitzvos eishel Chovos HaLevavos, shena amekisa olam bo reibar, ribono sholam. There's one Hashem. Hashem created the world, let's have bitachon in Hashem. We should want to fulfill mitzvot Hashem with all the kohanim we can possibly fulfill. That's Chovos HaLevavos. It's deep down inside, and it's somewhere in your life. He writes something, though. He says, you know, he's writing 10th century, I think. 1100, could be. 11th century, 10th century. He writes, you know, I'm looking out at the Sfarim out there, and there's nothing on Chovos HaLevavos. There's nothing really written that really elaborates on Avas Hashem and Yiras Shamayim. There's a lot of discussions about, or Cook had a critique in our day a little bit. There's so many Sfarim on like the details of Hilchos Tefillin. And there are so few Sfarim that explain sort of like the inner motivation behind wearing Tefillin. Chovos HaLevavos, it's a little bit different. There's so much written about the details of Chovos HaIvarim. But why is there almost nothing on Chovos HaLevavos? It's Akedei Kach. It's hard to know if he means it seriously or not. But I actually stopped to wonder, are these things actually important? Like Chovos HaLevavos, because if they are, like, why aren't there Sfarim about them? Sadi or Romans Videos, which a lot has to do with the world of Seichel, but what about all this Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim? What about Bitachon? What about Bitachon? What about the kinds of the relationship a Jew should feel and cultivate? Where are those Sfarim? Shas has so many details. Look at Sfarim, like Halachas Gedolos, Sfarim they're written before his time, and their focus really in Halachas. Is there even such a thing? So what he does, which is important, and this is Chovos HaLevavos Lishitaso, Chovos HaLevavos says, well, I'm going to prove to you that they are from the three, in many ways, sources, three ways that we can prove something. One is from Tanakh. It's really the second thing he mentions, Tanakh. So we know there's something called, Chovos HaLevavos, how do I know? V'havtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. I know that there are psukim, many, many psukim, that speak about the significance, that speak about Avas Hashem, Ulavas Hashem Elokecha l'shmo b'kol l'davka bo dvarim lamed pasuk chaf, dvarim perek yiraf, Lavas Hashem Elokecha l'avdo b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nashchem avoda shebeleiv, which not just l'fi some rishonim means a reference to tefillah, the Gemara in Tanya says, for all rishonim means avoda shebeleiv, worshipping Hashem Yisbarach with your heart. And they're talking as the first mucker, it must be true. The second mucker, he's like, look at Chazal and it's clear it's true. It's a Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, Rachman Aliba Bai. There's so many Gemaras that tell us what the Ribono Shel Olam wants is not just an intellect and not just a varim, but the Ribono Shel Olam wants Rachman Aliba Bai. He wants you to cultivate a certain kind of inner experience, to internalize certain values, the Chovos HaLevavos, to have an Avas Hashem and a Yiras Shamayim and a Bitachon and a Emunah, and to feel that for real. For real, that's what he wants. It's clear in Chazal, it's clear in Psukim. But, says the Chovos HaLevavos, there's a third area, which he mentioned actually first, where I can tell you and I can prove to you that Chovos HaLevavos are important, And this is part of the distinction last week between the Sefer Reish Chachma and Chovos HaLevavos. I'm not just going to quote Ma'amari Chazal, and I won't just quote Pesukim, because the Seichel itself can convince you. Plain human logic can convince you it must be the Chovos HaLevavos are important. It must be. There's no way otherwise. Now, part of the pull here, which is an amazing thing, is that the goal for Chovos HaLevavos, and he writes this, is that it's not enough just to fulfill mitzvos. That's never considered to be enough. But the Rebbe Shalom did create it with a Seichel. He believes in that. He believes in Jewish philosophy in a certain sense. Hence the connection and overlap in many ways with Rambam. But he understands that because we have that Seichel, the Seichel has to be used in areas of Avodas Hashem. And to appreciate why things matter, it's not just the Midrash Seichel, but where the why. How do I know this is true? Beyond just the Pesukim and Ma'amari Chazal. How do I know this is true? So the Chassidim were saying, well, why do they need them beyond Ma'amari Chazal and the Pesukim? That was part of last week. That's why bells may not learn Chazal. Like, why do they even need that stuff? But what you have here is something which is more. He says, Mitzad HaSeichel Sheskarti. The Seichel is Mechayev as Kiyum Chovos HaLevavos. It is Mechayev it. So this follows. One of the ways he proves it is in a way which is very, very intense. And it's in a way which leads us to a discussion about in the hierarchy of mitzvos, so where does Chovos HaLevavos fall as opposed to Chovos HaYevarim? Since we don't have the sheets anyway, I'm just going to read from the Leif Tov edition, and you'll, it'll be a little bit clearer that way. It's written in Arabic anyway, the Sefer, so there's not less inherent value in reading the words that were translated into Arabic than into Hebrew. We'll read with the next translation into Hebrew, which will be helpful. It must be, I know it's true, and this is a very famous and very important section. It must be, Shechovos HaLevavos Einin Yecholim Ela Im HaLev Rotze VaNefesh Chafeta Lasos Osan V'Libeinu Mis'ava L'Fol Osan. So he speaks in a different context, how the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us both a guf and a nefesh. The Ribbono Shel Olam created us, we're a combination of guf and nefesh. We have a neshama, we're using those neshama and nefesh interchangeably right now. We have a guf and a neshama. There's no way that when you speak about just like the hierarchy of things. So what's more important, our guf or our neshama? Obviously the answer is our neshama. Obviously it's our neshama. He says, well, if our neshama is greater, is it really logically possible that there are all these mitzvot on what to do with your guf? All these mitzvot on what you do with your guf, and not there aren't mitzvot about what you do with your neshama? And isn't it clear that mitzvot, what you do with your neshama, should really be more important? It should be more critical. Your neshama is more critical. The things that tap into your inner existence have to be more critical. He says, Akadekach, if you fulfill Chovos HaYevarim, if you fulfill mitzvahs without a lev rotze, v'nefesh chafetza, without a real desire to cultivate a relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam, and a real desire to fulfill them, and a real Avas Hashem, and a real Yiras Shamayim. So he says, you know how I know Chovos HaLevavos are more important? Because if you don't have Chovos HaLevavos, even your Chovos HaYevarim don't really matter that much. Im Yal El Da'atenu, She'ein B'libeinu, if you want to think for a moment that you need not cultivate your Chovos HaLevavos, then there's no even need for Chovos HaYevarim. Chovos HaYevarim. No Maisa, no action you ever do will matter. If there isn't a desire, there isn't a desire to do so. Vyamar mentioned it was very beautiful yesterday in the Shaila. I don't know if people picked up on this. He said he was once learning with the founding Shiva of Shalvim, and a father called and said, I want to speak to you. Since my son started yeshiva, he's been so much more respectful, and his kibbut avim has gotten so much better. So Shiva said back to the father, said, thank you very much. I'm really happy. You know, we really try to like cultivate, you know, a certain sensitivity. Father said, no, I'm calling with a taina. My taina was, before, my son was not always that sensitive, but whenever he actually did do anything for me, he really wanted to. He really wanted to. Now, he's really sensitive, but the whole time, all I know is he's doing it because the chiv of kibbut avim. Someone told him there's a chiv, and he told him the chiv, but I'm not feeling it the same way. In many ways, mashal, not a precise mashal, but a mashal, the maisim we do, now doing it at a tzivoy is wonderful, but the mice, we just do it just by rote, without the chafe. I don't really want to do it. I don't really cultivate it. I don't even want, like, every moment, like, I would rather go up and do a mitzvah than stay in bed under my covers. That's not what I mean. What we mean is that, as a whole, a person trying to develop himself has the purpose of the Sefer. We're not all there. We're going to develop ourselves to really want to do these things. to want to do these things. Not I'm nice to my parents because I want to, and because something deeper that's there. Chovas ha'ivarim, absent chovas ha'levavos, are really not that great. Without that, our avodah is not shalim at all. Next step is chovas ha'levavos, reminiscent of a common sefer chinuch bi'halachat ben alaf and shulchan aruch, which is a difference between chovas ha'ivarim and chovas ha'levavos is like this. Chovas ha'ivarim, you typically fulfill at particular times. So dal minim I fulfill on Sukkot, and tefillin I fulfill during the daytime, not on Shabbos. And what about cholamot? Okay, great. There's particular times when we fulfill those mitzvot that are chovas ha'ivarim. Chovas ha'levavos, that begins to fall into the category of the mitzvot tamidios. Those are mitzvot that you have to fulfill. Those are mitzvot which you have to fulfill. So what the chovas ha'levavos will argue is seichel is important. But a lot of the goal of that is to prove to you and to emphasize the significance of the chovas ha'levavos. Significance of the inner obligations. The inner obligations that are going to be there of Ava Hashem and Yerushalayim. He said the problem is that there's so little written on it and there's so much to talk about. There's so little written and so much to talk about. So he's going to give 10 sha'arim, 10 gates. Gates are not giving you everything. They are gateways. They're ways that you can begin to appreciate a little bit more what is really there. What I want to try to do is chazer what we said and then develop what I believe is an important sort of addition and way of merging Sfarim in a certain sense, in a way which we'll explain, I think, a little bit in terms of the way that we try to learn Machshava, I think, in general, but in particular why it's important here. In many ways, Chovas Halevavos, Rambam and Kuzari are addressing different elements of our personality and emphasizing the different things. And the world of Kuzari, the simple pshat, some have written Sfarim at Kuzari in recent years to challenge it a bit. In the world of Kuzari, undoubtedly, Meisim becomes a point of emphasis. It's the starting point and the motivator for what's behind the story. The importance of not just having good intentions, but good Meisim. For the Rambam, the primary goal is not making the mistake of having the wrong thoughts, not developing our intellect. Developing our intellect is one of the best things that we could possibly do. When a person engages in godliness and explore their seichel in a very deep and very real way, so they are fulfilling their maximizing the tzel melekim, fulfilling their kertafkid in this world. It's like when a person would say, you know, why is it so critical to learn in a very in-depth kind of a way? So the Kuzari would have to give, you know, one kind of answer, and the Rambam would say, like, I don't even understand the question. That is what we are created for. But you're like, why is it important? Like, because God gave you a tzel melekim, and your ikar mission in this world may be to cultivate that mind, to invest in that mind. At minimum, a primary emphasis. Chovas ha'levavos, it's a chovas ha'levavos. The Ava Hashem and the Yerushalayim, we're going to use seichel, mitzvahs are important. But a lot of it is internalizing certain deeply held values. To cultivate a sense of bitachon, shar bitachon of chovas ha'levavos, is one of the most famous sort of sections in any rishon, certainly in the world of machshava, and to cultivate a certain kind of inner bitachon, an inner kind of an experience of trusting the Ribbono Shel Olam, and to prove that, to explain to you, it's a very orderly sefer, it's structured very clearly. That's it, it's really wonderful. I want to just like point out something I think is important. We're not just going to be learning Kuzari. I mean, sorry, we're not just going to be learning Chovas Halevavos. The goal of the way we're going to learn Chovas Halevavos is to contextualize him in the world of Jewish thought. Rav Kook writes in that beginning, when he introduced the Shiurim on Kuzari, he taught as follows. Belimud emuna rotzimanu b'yichud lahavchin. When you learn emuna, which here also means machshava, we want to be able to distinguish behevdele hadeyo shemei gedolei Yisrael. We want to be able to learn machshava in a way which is sensitive to and aware of the distinctions, of the differences between different gedolei Yisrael. L'chol echad migedolei Yisrael yesh shita miyuchedes. Each gadol b'Yisrael has his own shita. It's like one of the most tragic things, a person that can be so nuanced when he learns Gemara Be'ian, so many different shitas, analyzing the Derech Halim, Harab Chaim, what he contributed. But when it comes to Machshava, so superficial and so simplistic. No. There are different shitas and Mahalchim. The Maharal is not the same as the Ram, who's not the same as the Ramban, not the same as the Sfas Emes. They're each different shitas. Different darchei halima, different perspectives, and says Rav Kook, ukumochein blukim elehin and beikra shita. You have to learn and analyze them. The same way you do in Gemara Be'ian is to analyze them. Because of the following, many Balei Machshavah point out that the mitzvah of tefillin is a mitzvah. In a certain sense, I believe Chazal tell us tefillin, at least in one day, is shakol k'neged kol mitzvos kulan. Tefillin on some level is representative of and parallel all mitzvos. And I believe that some suggest a very, very beautiful idea. Seichel, Lev, and Maisa, in many ways, are all found in the mitzvah of tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin, we begin with the tefillin shel yad, one of the batim. It's keneged the lev, And we put on the tefillin shel rosh. The yad, the lev, and the rosh are all represented by the mitzvah of tefillin. They're all there at the mitzvah of tefillin. Some of the Rishonim point out in very intense ways, I believe the Balaam Or, that they're really, 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 the Gemara speaks already for Sach, bein tefillin shel yad le tefillin shel rosh. One of the people, the Gemara Mesechah Sota, tells us that one of the people whose sins prevent him from having to go to war, so the Gemara tells if you are Sach, bein tefillin shel yad le tefillin shel rosh. If you speak in between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh, so that's one of the people who is not going to have to, who's not going to have to go to battle. Mm-hmm. What does that represent? What's so bad about being Sach, being Tefillin Shal Yad, Tefillin Shal Rosh? Why does Tefillin connect to all of it, but you can't be Mafsik? Many of us know, whether you're Ashkenazi or Sephardi and you make one or two brachas in Tefillin, there is a difference if you would speak in between the Tefillin Shal Yad and Tefillin Shal Rosh as far as bracha questions, that many of us, there may be not. I mean, is there for certain Rishonim at least. The job of a Jew is to learn how to very smoothly integrate the world of hands, the world of heart, and the world of mind, and there really shouldn't be a hefsek between them. I put in my tefillin shel yad, I begin with my heart. I then put on my tefillin shel yad, and I go all the way down until it's at my hands. I then have to automatically put on my tefillin shel rosh. You can't be mafsek after your hands to your heart, and you can't be mafsek from the time you put on your batim when I'm wrapping the ritzuos. It has to be one integrated kind of an experience. There is a significance of seichel, and there's a significance of ma'isim, and there's a significance of our hands, and there is a significance of levavos. There are certain rishonim that emphasize one element over the other, but our job as Ovdei Hashem is to be able to appreciate what chovas halevavos offers us and strengthen our lev, to emphasize ideas about kavanascha, ritzuya, aval ma'asecha, and inner ratzoi, and be able to focus and to cultivate our ma'isim. Our job is to be able to learn and glean from these worlds, not as differences, but as coming together. There are different Bali Machshava, there are some, and it's true in Lamdas also, that try to make as many Shitos as possible, and there are some that try to minimize Machloksim. Some that try to say, if there's a Tosfos and a Rush, and you could make a Diak, that they're different. So some will naturally want to emphasize differences, and some will naturally want to emphasize similarities. What we're trying to point out is, I believe, a very simple idea, which is that there are undoubtedly differences between Chovas HaLevavos, Rambam, and Kuzari. We're going to be learning a lot about the Machshava of these giants. We're learning a lot about of Machshava, about, be it in the Torah of Chaim Volozhiner, in the Torah of the Baal Tanya. Ezra Hashem will be learning a whole lot between Rabbi Nachman and others, Salvechik, about core issues in Machshava, and we will see Machloksim. But we also want to be able to appreciate on some level that what appears to be machloksim and what are machloksim, many, many of them, as far as our own Avos Hashem, we don't want to be exclusively Rambam people or exclusively Kuzari people or exclusively Kosal Vavos people. We want to be those who are able to glean and learn, to cultivate seichels in a meaningful way, not in a way which is muddled and confused of like a little bit here, a little bit there, but in a real way, cultivate the world of the Vavos. We're beginning as we do with tefillin. We're beginning with that which is closest to the heart. We're beginning with the levavos, and from the levavos, we're going to be able to emerge a little bit, to learn fundamental concepts in the Avodas Hashem, to be able to develop ideas that are going to be very, very meaningful for us. And if we do that in a real way, to appreciate not just Chovas HaYivar, but Chovas HaLevavos, we'll be able to do a lot. Sunday through Thursday, we focus on Chovas HaYivarim. Friday, we focus a bit on Chovas HaLevavos. Chovas HaLevavos, which the Chovas HaLevavos maintains, is uniquely and critically important. And, as he points out, as do many others, it is deeply neglected. That Avat Hashem and Yerushalayim, which may be mitzvos tamidios, it would be challenging. Many of us, I would imagine, could speak for a while about the halachas of tefillin. But to speak for a while about Avat Hashem, so that sometimes is a little bit more challenging. To give a lashon, to give us the capacity to appreciate more the inner world of Chovos HaLevavos. It's something which Be'ezra Hashem will be able to do, will be able to accomplish this year. It should be a good opportunity for all of us to accomplish all that we want to and to be able to maximize our limud of the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos. Shkaya, guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.